We kick off hour number three of the program, SEC Punishment Edition. This segment brought to you by MyBookie, the official sports book of Fan Run Radio. Use promo code Knoxville.
You've really settled in to the you're embracing the foam.
You know, it's kind of comfortable. It props you up.
You feel that?
Oh, yeah. Well, actually,
you feel that?
Only because I went to Gold's Gym and lifted this week. So,
oh,
yeah.
You knew you were going to have to sculpt the guns at the office.
I think part of this punishment should have been he has to read quotes from the Little Giants.
I thought about that. Like, he should have to.
So the guys or at the morgue the can identify the bodies.
Mom said the pets you guys gave me weren't enough.
And wasn't his character, like, in front of the mirror, like,
he should
have to do that. He should have to match that as well.
What was his name?
The Andy Yard.
The player?
I don't remember. I think they just called him by his last name, and I don't remember what it was. I remember, Becky the Icebox. Remember Spike Jr. Zoltek. Johnny.
It's Kevin and Danny.
Yeah, O'Shea.
Yep.
The O'Shea brothers.
Mm-hmm.
You can't run a pitch to Johnny. I'm Johnny.
Spike Hammersmith.
Hammersmith was the last name? Hammersmith. It's a pretty cool last name.
John Madden.
Well, yeah. Emmitt Smith. Bruce Smith.
Rudy Zoltek.
Zoltek.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. He was the big kid. He's the one who picks up the Fumbleruski and takes off. Okay. And he's like, hey, 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 hey. Can't breathe because he's a big guy. They're fat shaming these little kids.
Tad Simpson.
Blow the whistle,
Rad Tad Simpson.
Blow the whistle,
Jake Berman.
My Jake, yeah, little Jake. That's who you are. You're little Jake.
Jake?
Little Jake Berman.
All right.
The doctor said him playing sports with friends would be a good thing.
Guy's name is Todd Bosley.
In real life? Wonder what he looks like today. Probably not good.
Maybe that's Bosley.
Yeah, you got him today? He looks like Rick Morris or Rick Moranis. Like he looks like Danny O'Shea.
That's funny.
Wow. Wow, he looks wow. Now I'm not surprised. That's basically what it looked like as a kid. A little better there, but still very much the same look.
Not doing much acting now. Basically, not a whole lot on the resume after 2010.
I was gonna say he probably got typecast as the annoying nerdy kid, and there's only you can't come back from that. It was like the kid in Jerry Maguire. Like after that, pretty much did.
Yeah, it was more of a occasionally having a TV appearance here and there.
Yeah,
not much in the movie scene.
That was a great movie. I need to watch that again soon. Fumbaruski! Fumbaruski!
They've got your names on the back. So the guys at the morgue can identify the bodies.
I use these for acid ingestion. What are we going to use them for? Intimidation. It's a great movie, man. It's a classic underdog story.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Little Giants.
The Little Giants.
Pretty clever name, I thought.
Yeah.
They've talked about that in the movie.
Giants.
Little Giants.
Giants.
You know, chewing that gum.
Help us, God.
Help us, God. Man, that's a quotable movie right there.
Somebody call 911. I'm just reading Jake Berman quotes now.
What? That's it? That's quick? Somebody call 911?
Well, that was after an interaction between Spike and Becky.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, when they were fighting.
Somebody call 911.
Quick, somebody call 911.
Mm-hmm. Look, you berserko Barbie doll. When you mess with Spike, you mess with death.
Put it here. Bo!
You can talk the talk, but can you walk the walk? This stuff is so cheesy when you read out of context.
Yeah, it's
like reading a Pruitt Presser in a regular voice.
When she's hot to trot, she's still got a squat. That was when someone asked her if she could pee standing up.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't know if that's radio appropriate at 9:07 a.m.
No, I think it's fine.
Okay, just checking. Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff, everyone.
The next one I have was, my mom says the pads you gave me weren't enough.
Yeah.
Yeah. Classic.
Just, here we are. There you go.
And here we are. So you said earlier, Alabama, you're not really stressed about it. You're excited to actually watch them play?
Yeah. Yeah.
Even though it's Alabama? I mean, you have no expectation, so it's kind of freeing, right?
And I don't know. Maybe, I'm an idiot, obviously, but South Carolina doing what they did to Georgia, I don't know. Maybe.
Oh, no.
Maybe.
Optimism Tuesday was yesterday.
I'm still optimistic. Maybe it's the electricity.
You're wired up. Valda.
I'm not saying we have a chance to win, but we might have a chance to win. Ball bounces the right way. You get a couple of, trick play, steal a touchdown or two. blindside hit to it. You know, it seems like Darrell Taylor's coming on and Nigel Warrior out there. Maybe you put a little pressure on him and Warrior steps in front of one. Whew, house call. I'm just ready to watch him play. I got excited. Did you guys, any of you watch SEC Inside last night?
I did not. Who was on it?
Tennessee?
Yeah.
Apparently it wasn't very good.
For the Mississippi State week?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Apparently there was not a lot of good stuff. It was,
really?
Yeah, David Ubbin was tweeting about it. Said, you know, normally you get to know some characters or coaches or players on the team. And
are you surprised?
You think they locked him out? You think they said
yeah.
nothing? Yeah, that's a bummer.
They probably got some great stuff and just fell to the editing room
They did
floor.
Get the Pruitt halftime speech.
Well, I saw somebody tweet a clip of that, and I was wondering where it came from. I didn't realize they were on SEC Inside this week at all.
Pretty good.
I got home so late. I had to watch the late broadcast of the Saturdays in the South, 2000s, which was kind of sucky because
yeah,
it was a lot of
Bama, Florida,
yeah, a lot of Tebow.
Ugh.
That's where I left off.
No, thank
you. Go to bed.
But not Pruitt. A lot of people lately, I guess after the Mississippi State, when people who don't normally watch the coach's show were tuning into it,
yeah.
It was, oh man, he's so boring. He's
yeah.
He was fired up at halftime.
Well, that's good.
He's talking about the offensive line. It's time to dominate. And then he said, we've been talking about growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go grow up.
All right.
And then they went out and they grew up and they played well.
They did. That's good. Yeah.
The guys were fired up in the locker room, too. You know, a lot of times you see a coach give a good speech and everyone's just kind of sitting there like, whatever. The guys, they were bouncing around. They were ready to go.
I didn't watch the whole episode yet. I'm still 20 minutes short. But the only Tennessee clip I can remember from last night, from 2009, Eric Ainge's pick six. That was it.
Against LSU?
Yeah.
Nothing from the Tennessee-Florida game in 2001?
No.
Okay.
Nothing.
I mean, just the game that ended Spurrier's career at Florida. Not
yeah.
a big deal.
No, they just kind of glossed over that one.
Since it's Alabama week, Houston, I had a trivia question that did not make the list. Do you want it?
Yeah, sure. Let's hear it.
When was the last time an unranked Tennessee team beat Alabama?
2000?
Oh, you would have got it right.
Oh, good. I'm glad that one went on the list, you moron.
Mm. I think we need some more Rod's farm.
Oh, yeah.
Questions. We got a bunch more of those to go. Let's have at it. How many have we done? Five?
I think so.
Five. All right.
How much does the average cow weigh, and how much does Angus weigh?
What? Does he ever say what Angus weighs?
He
how
said
much?
It before.
He did?
Uh-huh.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
I'd say the average cow is about 600 pounds.
I didn't know if you guys were going to guess, too.
I kind of saw this one, but
okay.
So I'm not going to.
1,200.
1,200? What's really? Angus? 25?
27.
Ah.
2,700 pounds.
We got shocked twice on this one.
I don't know. Yeah.
Glad it didn't make the cut. He said 2,700 pounds?
Yeah.
On the show?
On his call? He said she's a big one, probably about 2,700 pounds.
Angus is a he. Angus is a bull.
Yeah, but sometimes Rod just speaks the way he
Give
wants.
Give me the next question.
What is the name of Rod's favorite pet?
Well, he's got two dogs, Rocky and Top.
And he's got Angus. Is that a pet?
I'm going to say Rocky.
Rocky, of course.
Boom. Got that one right.
Itchy.
Oh, what animal
asbestos,
did farmers use to plow fields before 1892 when tractors were invented?
Mules.
Horses. Duh. That's what Rod said.
Mules.
Duh.
Mules are way stronger.
I'm just telling you what Rod said.
Oh, that's okay.
Rod will have to call in and dispute
this. I'm with Houston. I stand with Houston on this one. I saw that question earlier also, and I think that's
I feel like mule and horse, it's kind of synonymous. Like, it's one or the other. But mules, I thought, were bigger, a little bit bigger
and
stronger.
It's not. You don't use a horse to plow the field, especially not in East Tennessee.
That's why I said mule.
Yeah, use a donkey or mule.
Take it up with the rod.
A donkey to plow?
Yeah.
Right.
But usually the mule.
I thought
better.
They just kept the coyotes away.
Now, the mule, you got the best of both worlds.
I agree, yeah.
All right, last one.
Mules can't reproduce. Did you know that?
On average, how many glasses of milk does a cow produce each day?
How big's a glass?
It just.
I think 8 ounces.
I'm assuming Rod is
a
smart fella.
20.
90.
90?
Wow.
Can you guess how many?
I thought it was a bucket, Doesn't that seem like 20?
Can you guess how many glasses Rod drinks a day?
Milk.
10 glasses of milk a day.
I drank four every day.
Oh.
So how many eggs and how much milk?
That's so, two eggs.
Well, so, two, raw, I mean,
two raw eggs. Four glasses of milk.
90's basically two of these cups.
What?
90 ounces. He said 90 glasses.
Wait, what?
Glasses.
90 glasses
which,
of milk.
I guess eight ounces is about a glass. I don't know.
Well, that's a cup. I'd go 12.
Dang.
For a glass.
Oh. Yeah, so scratch my
yeah.
Sonic cup comparison.
Scrap that. Strike it. Reverse it.
Mm. I'm calling BS on the horse. The mule would be the way to go.
The Houston Crest fan club would like to know what is the, well, he knows, but wanted me to ask Houston, what is the longest river in the United States?
The Mississippi?
Missouri.
Mm. Did you know
the
that?
Missouri River is longer than the Mississippi River?
Mm-hmm.
I did not know that. Did you know that?
No, I didn't know that. I don't think I'd have guessed Mississippi, but I'm
not sure. Are we sure? How do you, what are you, Billy's over here like, yo,
I cheated in high school. It was on a test, and I wrote down Mississippi. I got the answer from someone beside me.
Oh, this is like a big moment in Billy Williford.
So you scratched through
upbringing.
Mississippi?
I scratched through Mississippi, got it right. Passed the test.
Oh, I thought you.
Missouri River. I'll be dogged. That got me on that one.
It's a good thing you didn't have different versions of the test, you know. That's what I used to do as a teacher, really. Throw kids like Houston off.
Well, me, he's the one announcing he cheated.
That's a good point.
Me,
I
don't cheat.
You just went to to Bearden High School. I just meant
I did.
Students like you, meaning at your school.
Is it cheating
when
the student beside you purposely puts their test on the side of the desk that you can look at?
It's still cheating.
See, I always did.
You're both cheating at that point.
One form of the test down one row, another form down the next row.
Isn't that what Missouri got in trouble for?
What?
Purposeful cheating by two people?
It was sharing information. Much needed information.
One time
the Missouri River is about 100 miles longer than the Mississippi.
One time I had a kid so dumb.
I'll be dogged.
They copied every answer off the person next to him. So every answer was.
They didn't know they had
wrong.
Different tests.
Right. So they had like a zero.
Did you tell them? Were you like, by the way?
Oh, no.
I know you cheated.
Yeah.
What would their grade have been had they copied the correct test? Like, did you run that?
What did the
person they copied off of, what did that person score? What would they have had?
Like in the 90s, yeah.
Mm. I hate to see it.
Yeah, but I mean, it was multiple choice. I actually think they got a couple right because they just happened to have the same answer. It was like, you know, A, B, C, D, E or whatever. So, but they had almost every question wrong, you know. But they were so dumb, they could not comprehend that there were two versions of the test.
So they were arguing with you.
Like, yeah, that they didn't cheat. And I was like, no, I know you cheated because you have almost every question right for the other copy of the test.
Yeah,
because your friend over here made like a 96 or whatever.
Right.
Yeah, and you made like a 12.
Is this person now asking when they turn the smoke on in the mountains?
Probably. Yeah, that's probably the same person. We'll come back with more. It's Hour 3, SEC Punishment Edition. It's egg drinking time next. This segment of the program brought to you by Lloyd's Electric Service. Check them out online at LloydsElectricService.com. Been telling you about those Generac generators. Don't let the lights go out. Lloyd's Electric Service, proud sponsor of Talk Sports right here on Fan Run Radio. You can get all the details at LloydsElectricService.com. You can even contact them right through the website there. It's LloydsElectricService.com. Are you ready?
Take a big smell of it. How's it smell?
Yeah, don't do that.
Have you ever smelled a rotten egg?
I think I have to.
Yeah.
I think I have to sip on this.
Sip
how
it?
Do
that
you
sounds like
sip.
An awful idea.
That, why would you extend?
I can't do it.
Just.
Well, I don't care how you
down
do
the
it,
hatch one time.
It's too much. It's like a. It's not. It's like a double shot. It's just too much.
Is this the biggest one? Oh no! It's your fault because you left yolk in the cup. From the last egg.
Well, start sipping.
You need to go get the trash can just in case.
He already did, right beside him.
Good, good.
He's ready
to go. Good. The final. No, you got to just go for it. You've only got 40 minutes to finish it. And there's going to be a lot of other distractions. I have to do 10 more questions on level 7.
Okay, when I say sip, I'm going to like break it up into like 3 shots or something.
We'll get one going right now.
Yeah.
On the camera.
Let's see.
Just a little bit.
Oh.
See, that's the problem. There's just. It's not even.
Oh,
it's just like orange juice.
Hey, don't hold it in your mouth. What are you doing?
Yeah, stuff down.
That's disgusting.
Swig it around like Listerine.
Yeah, scramble those bad boys.
Yeah. Scramble in your mouth. Heat it up.
What are you?
It's like 96 degrees in there, right? Like body temp?
98.6.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
That's, yeah. 96 in your
96.8.
I'm probably around 96 right now.
Transpose those.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, you're maybe lower. What's hypothermic?
Do any of y'all have allergies and you get like snot in the back of your throat and it's all thick?
This is Knoxville, Tennessee.
That's what it is.
Yeah, I mean, it's an like egg. It's a raw egg. It's like a big, it's like a loogie.
Yeah. Yeah.
You want to take another? Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're almost done. You got like half of it that
time. You going to finish it?
Oh, yeah. He's got it.
You're not quite done. Yeah, look at all that. It's coating the glass. You gotta lick that off.
You even got to watch an audience for you.
Yeah, Brandon was back behind. He was rooting you on big time. Mm-hmm. Oh, going to the coffee chaser. Coffee and eggs, it's actually a common mix. It's a breakfast
nice
thing.
Nice breakfast. Oh, last yeah. One. Good job. Can't even look at it.
And your Punishment Wednesday is complete.
Congrats
Billy.
To Billy.
Good job, Billy Wolford.
First to finish Punishment Wednesday, although Nate was pretty much finished the moment I taped that foam to you.
It feels good.
Does it?
Yeah.
It does feel good?
Feels good to be
I
over.
Thought you said your stomach was hurting.
It was after the first one. I think my stomach's used to the raw eggs now.
It's just going to be a new thing for you.
No.
Alert, what are you doing to me? Please stop eating. Actually, that's not bad. We're going to get used to this.
Good job, Billy. Proud of you. And you get. Whew. I mean, kind of a baby about it, but, you know, it's fine.
You wanted to do it?
No, it wasn't my punishment. Do you want to do a shot caller?
Well, not now. I've already had three eggs.
That's what I thought. I would have traded you 10 questions for an egg. I would have absolutely done it. I'd have made that deal.
Ooh.
Damn good deal.
You know, I watched videos last night on these two guys that have a podcast, and it's around Easter time. And they have, like, 12 rounds, and you have to guess what's in the Easter egg. If you get it wrong, you have to take a shot of a raw egg.
Guess what's in the Easter egg?
Do you get to shake it? Feel how
heavy
it is?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. It's like a big egg, and you just throw random stuff in it. Like, I could throw
50
like,
cents or something.
Yeah. And you have to, option A, option B. Like, we should, you two should play it, and Davey and I can fill the eggs.
Y'all can drink the eggs when we miss.
Yeah, we should do the punishment. You guys don't have to do anything. Good idea.
But here's the catch.
Yeah.
No, we guess, but they do the punishment.
No. I like that one, yeah.
Like, Billy can be my guy, Davey can be your guy.
Here is a catch, though. So, like, say you're guessing what's in the egg and you get it wrong. There's always a good option to eat something, too. So, like, there could be candy or ham, and that's what Nate would get to eat because he didn't get it wrong. So, it's like a punishment and a reward.
Green eggs and ham and candy.
It was pretty funny, but they were, like, choking on the yolk, and it was, like, coming back up.
How many did they eat?
It depends on how many you got right or wrong.
I know, but how many, like,
there's 12. There's 12 rounds.
Oof.
So you had
a lot of eggs.
Yeah. I mean, you had an opportunity to eat 12 if you were a bad guesser.
Wow.
Or if the other guy was a good guesser.
I wish I had made it, like, 8.
Because it goes back and forth. So, like, if he
raw.
Guesses it right, I'm just screwed. I just have to drink.
Yeah.
But then it's my turn.
Yeah.
Right.
And if I miss it, I have to drink again.
Yeah.
And he gets, like, a piece of candy or something.
Yeah. It was actually really cool game.
A Twix.
There you go.
Y'all should do it.
I can't check, Dave.
For the listeners.
Let's go back to the phone lines. Who's on, Dave?
We got Seth.
Seth, you're on 3 and Out. What's up, buddy?
Guys, are you having a good day?
No.
No.
No, Seth. But at least Billy's done. Davey has one more big Route 44 swig to go. Nate just looks like an idiot. And then I got 10 questions of shot caller trivia.
Man, I feel really bad for Davey. I don't think I could do the brain freeze. Like, I hate brain freezes. Like, they are the worst, like, to me. I don't think I could do it.
I'm excited for it.
Try eating 3 raw eggs.
I think I could do that. I think I could just, like, gulp it down.
That's
like,
what we
said.
I
don't think that'd be bad.
Just go fast. Just chug it.
You know, just not even like a pill. But you said you had problems with
pills.
Oh,
yeah, he did say he has trouble with pills.
I eat gummy vitamins every day.
Because you can't take a pill?
Yeah.
Wow.
You're the second adult that I know that can't swallow pills.
Flintstones chewables?
No.
Oh, okay.
So, guys, I'm going to the Alabama game this week.
Oh,
and
Seth.
I'm one.
Oh, buddy.
Why? May God have mercy on your soul.
Well, So my family, so my uncle, who passed away earlier this year, he was a big Alabama fan. So, like, my family, so, like, my cousins, we all want to do a big, like, want to go down. And they chose the Alabama-Tennessee game, of course. But so at least I get to see the light show, but I really don't know what to do, guys. I don't know how to make this an enjoyable experience.
It's like a Smokies game with the fireworks.
Just
at the
look
end.
At the lights, Seth. Don't always and only look at the lights.
Just keep your eyes up. Actually, maybe, okay, they make these goggles to train kids how to dribble the basketball without looking down.
That block the lower half
of
your
head. Yeah, just wear those, sit in the lower half of the upper deck, wear those goggles, and you'll just see the beautiful night sky in the deep south and the light show. Yeah. That's all you have to think about. Yeah. In fact, you could bring some headphones and, like, listen to a podcast.
Yeah,
it'll be
like a widespread panic concert.
Right,
you got it.
Right. Maybe a 4th of July soundtrack on your, Apple Play, and just watch the red and the white and just pretend like you're celebrating America right there. Saturday night in Tuscaloosa, Alabama.
Yeah, just like absolutely oblivious to what's going on.
Yeah,
until I have Alabama fans screaming in my face.
Drink heavily.
Something. Yeah.
Yeah, that would work too.
People kept asking me, like, if I was going to wear Tennessee stuff, and I was like, well, yeah, it's a principle of the matter. I have to wear Tennessee stuff. Like,
good for
I'm not going to be scared going down there. But
you can just go paper bag over your face too, though.
Yeah, yeah. So, anyway, I get to go enjoy that. So, I was trying to figure out what I could do, so that's why I was calling in to see if you guys could give me some pointers on how to make this game enjoyable.
I like the I like Nate's glasses idea. Yeah. They got the new lights. Just focus on the show.
Mm-hmm.
Don't worry about the game. The game, they're more worried about their lights than the game, so I think you should do the same.
Yeah. Well, maybe they'll be so tired. It'll be an 8 o'clock kickoff. They're not usually used to being sober that late. Maybe we'll put up, a good showing or something.
That's what I said. So. I was like, they're going to be waiting around all day for the 9 p.m. Maybe they'll pass out in the lawn. They're not even going to get to see the light show.
Figure out a way to download the Peyton Manning Alabama game and have it on your phone. And then, because, cell won't work. You won't be able to just YouTube it. But have it on the device. And then during the game, just pull that up with the earbuds in, so you won't even be able to, and just watch that Alabama game in the stadium as, this year's version happens without your knowledge.
And start cheering so everyone around you thinks you're crazy.
Yeah. Every time Tennessee scored. Joey Kent, touchdown, Tennessee!
Wear a shirt with Phil Fulmer's picture on it. They love him down there.
Just like telling people like next to me, like, guys, we're killing y'all. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. We're killing you today.
Exactly. Watch this bootleg.
No matter the score, just be like, you guys stink. You guys are not good. I've seen good. This is not good.
Who's this number 16 guy? I've never seen him play before. Man, he's killing y'all right now. Like,
killing y'all.
Yeah. All right, guys.
Seth,
y'all
good luck,
have a
brother.
Good day.
See you, buddy.
Good luck, man. Safe travels.
You can create your own reality. That's the beautiful thing about the digital
age. It's 2019.
You just pull up whatever the hell you want.
Just identify as a winning Tennessee fan.
I wonder if you could take a VR device in.
Huh. Maybe.
He's got the big goggles on. He's just watching the...
Well, if you use the phone...
Play number one.
They'll definitely let you bring the phone in, so you just have to figure out a way to get the goggles in. Get a letter from your doctor saying you have something about eyesight, and they'll have to let you have the goggles.
Mm.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Doctor's note. Good to go. Just forge one, actually. I mean, it's not hurting anybody. You're not going to use them for bad. You're using them for your own. Or maybe have your psychiatrist say, this is for
personal
wellness. Seth's mental health. Yep. He needs these goggles Saturday night at 9 so he can watch.
His family roped him down there, but we got to make sure we don't break the guy.
So he's looking at the field as Tennessee's losing to Alabama at 9 o'clock, but Peyton Manning's throwing touchdown passes and running it in his goggles.
That's what I'm talking
about. That'd be incredible.
Whenever I flew out to Vegas over the summer, there was one guy on the plane who had his virtual reality glasses.
Yeah.
And he looks like he had the best trip on that plane ride.
A big smile on his face.
Yeah. Just grinning from ear to ear.
Huh.
It's kind of weird.
I'd just be afraid he
randomly shouting at times.
Yeah, a boxing game or something, punching people, kicking. I don't know. Well, it's that time. Quick break. When we come back, lace it up for level number 7, Chris. It's the final round of Shock Collar Trivia on this SEC Punishment Edition of 3 and Out. Oh, the In the Breaks podcast. It was lacking earlier in the day. We had a break where it was complete silence for the entire commercial break. You were just like...
He was miserable. I think I'd just come off a shock. Davey's brain was frozen.
I think I was still being showed before you gave me this pad.
Yeah, sorry.
I was just trying to make sure I could breathe. But man, that last break. Whew, you'll be looking forward to that on today's edition of the In the Break podcast.
So this is 7. Level 7.
Level 7 shot caller trivia. Hour number 3.
It's the max.
I do feel like the questions this hour are actually a little easier. I mean, not all of them.
This one? This hour?
I think
so. We'll find out.
I mean, we tried to balance them, you know, easy, medium, hard each hour. But I think just, you know, sometimes it's like golf. Sometimes the course plays a little easier. Sometimes it plays a little tougher. So, here we go. Question number 1.
Are you reading this?
For Houston Crest. No.
Oh, Davey's
setting it up.
Hour 3, number 1.
Yeah, speaking of golf.
No. According to the official world golf rankings, who is the number 1 golfer in the world at the moment?
Right now?
This one's an easy one.
October 16th, 2019.
It's an easy one?
Don't give him hints like that. That makes it worse. I think. I don't know about
you. I don't
want
a hint.
You think that's worse?
I don't want a hint.
No, I think it's worse because then you're like, then you overthink it. That's what I'm saying. It's like saying, what's the 4th largest city in Texas?
Got that one right, though.
Like that's got the overthinking built in when your name's Houston.
Yeah, exactly. That's you know, that's what I thought they wanted me to say.
should have just made it Houston.
Brooks Koepka?
Got it right.
There you go.
Fast start, level 7. Gosh, if I can go 10 for 10, that'd be great. Can I go 10 for 10, you think?
There's a chance.
Yeah, there's a chance.
Oh, okay.
Actually, yeah, you could.
Okay.
I don't think there's anyone on here like the M&M's question, which I thought you had no chance.
Okay.
I thought you might get Mars, but Murray. I never even heard of Murray.
I didn't make this impossible.
No, feeling good.
On a heater.
Question number 2.
1-0.
Name at least 3 former Tennessee baseball players to play in the MLB.
Ever?
Yeah.
Oh. Todd Helton. the collar just got tighter. So we got Todd Helton.
Yes.
Am I gonna have to pull
this is panic mode. This is my brain trying to I'm not gonna freak out. Good old Todd Helton.
Your 10 second clock.
Yeah, it's gotta start at some point.
Okay. I mean, I know these, and I'm not. What am I at? Is that 5?
You better start shouting out names, buddy.
Seven.
Luke Hochaver and
shock him.
What was that?
Shock him.
I counted slow too. I mean, you can even hear the duct tape.
You could have went
listening
with
on
R.A.
the radio.
Dickey.
Is,
yeah, R.A. Dickey.
Nick Senzel was like the second overall
Dickey,
draft pick.
I wanted to say Branch. I wanted to say Branch Rickey because I was back in the day, but that was a different guy. That was the guy for the Pirates.
Listen to this, Houston. The original question said name at least 5 former Tennessee. And I was like,
no,
guys.
It was 4. It was 4.
Was it 4?
Yeah, it was 4. Yeah.
I was like, come on. And Billy rattled off like 8. And I was like, nah, we're taking it down.
I definitely thought you'd get Helton, Trammell, and Dickey.
I panicked.
I mean, I get it.
I panicked. I got Luke Hochaver, though.
Brain freeze.
Who was the outfielder we had just a few years
Nick
back?
Nick Setzel? Or he?
That was Senzel.
That was last year, right?
Yeah. Last year.
I was thinking, it was like Julio or...
All right. Question number 3.
So much for my undefeated round 3.
Yeah.
What
there it goes.
College did Derek Dooley play wide receiver at?
Virginia.
See, I told you.
Correct.
That was an easy one for me. There you go.
I told Nate that'd be a layup.
Dunk!
Here's another one.
Is this 4?
Here's
question number 4.
There are 2 undefeated teams and 2 winless teams in the NFL. Can you name them?
2 undefeateds.
And 2 winless.
The undefeated teams are the 49ers and the Patriots.
My 49ers.
The winless teams are the Dolphins. Right?
Yeah.
And the... Who's the other team that hasn't won a game? Okay, slow it down.
3, 5.
Better throw something
7
up there. 2.
9.
1. You're not even going to
guess?
You're
not even going to guess? Hit him!
The Bengals.
Oh, I thought they won a game. I would. That would have been like the 10th team I named. I thought they had won one.
Well, you froze because you were like Redskins. Wait, no, they just beat the Dolphins.
Yeah,
who's the other team?
I can't think of the other team. I was going to say Redskins, and I was like, no, they just won. Ugh. The 7 is bad. 7 hurts. I got 3 out of 4. You should have bumped that down to level 2.
Here, this should be a layup for you. Number 5, name the 3 schools that were former members of what is now the SEC.
So they have been members and are no longer members.
Yes. Correct.
Are there only 3?
There's only 3 that I knew of.
Okay, Georgia Tech.
If you can make an argument now in the for ACC. Someone else.
Oh, gosh.
The conference wasn't called the SEC when these teams were members, but it's
gotcha.
Now the SEC.
We have talked about them recently.
If I say a wrong one, do I get shocked?
Why not just give you 10 seconds? You can name as many schools as you want.
Okay.
Ready? Go.
Swanee?
Correct.
There's one more that's...
There's one more, yep.
Was Oklahoma ever in it?
Keep naming.
That's 7.
8?
I'll go slow.
He's just going to take it.
9.
Yeah, I mean, you're not going to get it if you didn't know it.
Huh. Green Waves. Tulane.
Wow, why do we do this to dogs? It's so mean.
Oh, I can't wait for this next question. My favorite one of the whole game.
I don't know how I came up with it.
This is the question of the game right here.
Does that mean I have no chance of getting this one?
I have no idea, but it's a great Houston Crest question. Yeah. Number 6.
Okay.
This is one of your favorite TV shows, I think. When is Bob and Linda's from Bob's Burgers wedding anniversary?
Look on his face.
You quote the show all the time, buddy.
You got a 1 in 365 chance of getting this one right.
Thank you, Davey, for the odds.
I looked up Bob Burgers trivia for real fans, true fans,
true fans,
and it said people should know this one because of something Bob does to remember it.
Oh. Hint. He gave you a hint. Surely the day has a special
guess
burger.
A month. Let's just start off. If you get the month right, we'll tell you if you're right.
July. I don't think I was supposed to get shocked for that. That's fine.
September the 3rd.
September 3rd.
Apparently the explanation was like 9 divided by 3 is 3. That's how he remembers it.
He doesn't have like a special September the 3rd, burger or something.
I mean,
because like
it's on the 3rd, and you divide 9 to 3. Yeah.
Apparently, people should know that one.
God, I just loved having a Bob's Burgers question.
Speaking of odds, that
was a good addition. Is this 7?
7. And okay. This is a multiple choice question.
Oh, how many multiple choices are there?
You have 4 options.
Oh, 25%.
You can look at like an ABCD thing.
Yeah.
What are the odds of getting a royal flush? 1 in 249,740, 1 in 449,740, 1 in 649,740, or 1 in 849,740.
I think it's the 800,000 one. D.
The odds of getting a royal flush are 1 in 649,740.
Always go C when you don't know. Always go C.
Okay. Number 8, sorry.
The original test had that one with no options.
No, wait, this is 8, Billy.
No options. Yeah. Like, you're just supposed to know 649,740. Okay. I was like, come on, guys.
Nate helped you out.
Come on.
Shame on you. Yeah, what? He helped me out. I got shocked anyway. Who cares? I know, I had a chance.
Come on.
I had a chance.
You had a chance. You were even in the ballpark. You knew it was one of the top 2, right?
Yeah, I knew it was 600 or 800. I actually thought it was like 1,000,000. So I was like, oh, gosh, why must I miss
something? I was way off.
Yeah. All right.
Swanson.
Number 8. This is a fill in the blank.
Okay.
From the song Touchdown Tennessee.
That's a good
point. All right, here's the quote.
Yeah.
Back is Kelly, the score, blank, the dive, touchdown, Big Orange in the Superdome.
The score, the dive, the...
The score, blank, the dive, touchdown, Big Orange in the Superdome. So you're filling in the blank. The blank is right after the score. So you're trying to give me the score that John Ward said in the song.
Hang on. What is... So he says the word, the score?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then gives the numbers.
Yeah.
Of the score.
Oh, okay. So can you read the quote again, though?
Yeah. Back is Kelly, so that's...
In the Superdome.
Yeah. It's the second... He talks about Condor Tolloway first. This is the second thing John Ward says, like the second player. Uh-huh. Back is Kelly, the score.
And we need you to insert blank. The score.
Yeah.
The dive.
The touchdown. Dive. Touchdown. Big orange in the Superdome.
I'm just confused as to when Andy Kelly was in the Superdome.
Well, that's not part of the question. The question is, what's the score? Fill in the blank.
I took this right off the lyrics of the
touchdown
song.
Because Daryl Dickey was the quarterback in the Superdome. Unless, did Kelly come in late in that game? The dive,
go ahead.
The score.
You can check it, Nate, but I took it right off the lyrics.
I
haven't cheated you this whole...
No, I believe you. So it was Kelly, the score.
I mean, Nate, maybe Chesney messed it up. I don't know, but I mean, that's...
No, it was they, it's they,
all
they,
call,
insert,
they pulled
right?
the
yeah,
audio
the call.
From, yeah.
Am I right, Nate?
I mean, according to the source, Music Match, yes, that's you're right. Back is Kelly, the score, blank, comma, the dive, comma, touchdown, exclamation point. Big Orleans in the Superdome.
I think that messed up. I think it's Big Orange after yeah. I listened to it multiple times.
Do you even listen to the song?
Yeah.
To make sure. Yeah. He's checked here.
So I'll fill in the blank with just to make it sound good.
28-7.
It's a lot closer than that.
22-17.
What game is that?
I don't know. You said you love this song.
Yeah.
You thought you might just know the song. You're a big music guy. You know lyrics? Quotables?
In the Superdome. The only time I know that we went to this could be my fault, but what year did we go to the Superdome other than the Sugar Bowl in 85? It doesn't matter. It's fine.
Know.
Who are they playing? I'm just curious.
We'll find that during the break.
Yeah,
but right now,
number nine.
How many is multiple choice, by the way? Four options.
Oh, it's Virginia in 91.
Okay.
Missed that one.
How many?
22-17, you said it was?
Mm-hmm.
United States have land further south than the most northern part of Mexico.
Hang on. Okay. Multiple choice.
Yes. Your options are three states, seven states, nine states, 11 states. I'll read it again. How many U.S. states have land further south than the most northern point of Mexico? Three, seven, nine, 11.
Let's say seven.
Not even close.
How many?
11.
Charleston, South Carolina is more south than the highest point of Mexico.
You're kidding.
Yeah. I guess seven as well.
Once you get up where Baja is.
Yeah.
Tijuana.
Again, they wanted this to just be open-ended. Like, you're just going to come up with 11.
That's why I sent it to you guys.
No, that's teamwork. That's okay.
Yeah.
That's okay. 7-11, that's fine.
And you are down to one last question. Billy,
thank
take
God.
It away.
I think you really have a good shot at this one. Which former or present Vols quarterback has the highest completion percentage for a career? At least 400 attempts.
Highest completion percentage for a career, at least 400 attempts.
Yeah, so it takes away like the running backs and receivers that have
thrown a couple. Yeah,
it
yeah,
is
yeah.
consistent quarterback.
Like Marlon Lane, I think has a 50.
Oh yeah,
or yeah, it's something crazy, or like 100%. Yeah,
it's like Marlon Lane to
percentage.
Vic Wharton in the is that the tax
yeah.
layer bowl?
Yeah, against Iowa.
53 yards, 100%. Yeah, it takes away all that.
Yeah. For a career, 400 attempts.
At least 400 attempts, yes.
I'm going to say Clausen. Casey. All right, who was it?
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Was it really?
62.5. You know who's second?
Who?
Jared Garantano.
Jared Garantano.
I was going to make you guess the second place. Because you were never going to get that.
I felt like Peyton was just too easy.
Yeah.
I feel like
that's why I did in there.
Had a bad round. I think I only got.
God, that was a bad round.
Did I get two right?
I thought that was. Man.
Once the first level seven hits the neck, it's downhill. There's just no way.
Yeah, I definitely thought you would get.
We got Koepka. You got Virginia. I thought you'd get the NFL teams.
And I thought you would get MLB.
That was just panic. That was just absolute panic.
And I definitely
panic.
Thought you would get the three schools.
I had no idea about Bob's Burgers. I don't know if that was something common that was in there a lot or just didn't know.
Well, I hope they are fair, Houston.
They were. I had no problem with the questions. Just my brain's inability to work.
Davey's got to get hit one more brain freeze on the way out the door. Stick with us. Final segment next. Final segment of the program.
Thank God.
Segment brought to you by the Knoxville TVA Employees Credit Union. Check them out online at tvacreditunion.com. It's the official credit union of Three and Out.
Virginia. I don't remember that 91 game. That was just before.
It was clear, though, right?
Yeah. No, very clear. I just heard Superdome, and I was like, 85. Did Kelly come in late? What's going on here? Yeah, it's my bad.
GBO,
I would have never got that, though.
GBO wants to add a punishment for Billy where he has to take sugar pills and eat a raw steak.
I won't be.
I had a nice rare steak last night.
Oh, is it delicious?
Did you say raw or rare?
Yeah, why is everybody trying to get
He wants
sick?
Billy to eat raw, but.
Yeah, rare.
Yeah.
He does, but he eats well done. Like
I know.
Yeah, okay.
He's a weirdo.
He's broke.
Medium well.
I had steak and scallops. It was fantastic. Neck scallops?
They're okay.
The big ones? The diver scallops?
They're okay. Low on my rankings.
I just think they're easy. No shells. They just come in a little container. You just pop them in the pan. So good.
Austin enjoys shot collar trivia, apparently. So it's the only day that matters.
Maybe the Jags helmet should just stay in. Anyone can draw it at any time. Yeah, you got...
I think we should develop
You haven't
a,
done it, right?
No. We should develop a shot collar... trivia like game for the summer where that's the main
thing. Nah, how's that? Davey, on the way out the door, do you just want to be chugging that the whole time?
Yeah, you might as well get started there, buddy.
Yeah.
Just go ahead.
Yeah, just go. Finish it up.
Do you want to hear some other questions that I left?
Yeah, let's get some more listener submitted questions.
Who won the Bassmaster Classic in 1991?
91? He lost that one.
I don't have the answer to this. He never sent it to me. Oh, but
come on, how about then? I'm just throwing names out there. Rick Klun.
I feel like you would.
I'll look it up. You keep asking questions.
Ask me another one.
Someone sent in a bunch of tool questions that I got. What is the middle name?
Ken
Ask
Cook.
You that one.
Ken Cook.
There you go.
Had no chance.
Name four of the top five all-time leading scorers in Tennessee basketball history.
Four of the top five?
Yeah, I don't have the answer to this either. Oh. But that was, I mean.
I'm sure it's, I would think it'd be pretty big names, right? Like probably King, Houston.
Allen Houston is actually like number six in college basketball.
That three-point line coming in really helped him out.
It might be like closer to eight, but he's top 10. God, I was going to ask you that.
Is Lofton up there? I was thinking Lofton.
David tries to weigh in the show with Lofton. A brain freeze.
Which team has Tennessee football beat more than anyone else? That was a question.
Kentucky?
People are not sending me. They want me to look up the answers.
Well, come on. That's not how you give it.
Yeah.
During the 2013 season, the Florida Gators were upset by which team?
2013?
That did not complete a pass.
Oh, Georgia State. Georgia Southern. Georgia Southern. I would have got that one. Oh, I might have said State first and got shocked. But I knew it. Good job, everyone.
How many raw eggs did I eat this morning?
Not enough. Sorry.
I can't hear the out. Are we done?
We are now.
Okay, now we're done.
See you tomorrow, folks.
The Blitz is next.